We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What a difference a week makes. The Twins are back in things. The Vikings have their quarterback of the future. And Pete Najarian's favorite basketball player of all time, Naz Reid, is the sixth man of the year. Certainly a different story than we were singing last week at this time, Pete. A lot has happened since last Sunday. Good morning. I'm sure, like the rest of us, you enjoyed watching the NFL draft. Some surprises in the first round, but I thought overall, you know, and I'd said this on Twitter on Thursday night, I said even if J.J. McCarthy wasn't your first choice for a Vikings quarterback, which we've said many times he wasn't ours, at least mine. He was not my first choice. It's not who I necessarily wanted the Vikings to pick. But even if he was your second choice and you still got to stay in the first round and pick up Dallas Turner, who – by all accounts, was one of, if not the best defensive players in the draft. Mm-hmm. I was absolutely thrilled by the time the first round was done. Even though, and I'm going to stick with it, McCarthy wasn't my first pick. I'll take it if it meant what it meant was to stay in the first round and get a guy like Dallas Turner.
Yeah, I think we got really, really lucky on the fact of a couple of things. Yes, we did give something up, not much, but we moved up a spot just to get there, and I know we'll get to that later too.
Oh, Dave. Gosh. I know.
You know what? I've always said that guy is not a good guy. But anyway, outside of that, J.J. McCarthy, you know, the one thing, obviously, going into this draft that I think a lot of us have kicked around, and I always use the expression, is he a systems quarterback or is he great? And you don't really know the answer to that, or at least most of the GMs in the NFL have no clue on that answer. So that's what makes this whole thing so difficult. But the Dallas Turner side of it is unbelievable. And it only happened because, as was talked about all during the first night of the draft, all the offensive guys that were going, you had six quarterbacks, you had eight offensive linemen, you had seven wide receivers. And all of a sudden we started perking up a little bit to the defensive side of the ball, and the Vikings did a great job of not even taking a moment. They just grabbed Dallas Turner. Because this kid, he's explosive. He runs a 4.46 in the 40-yard dash. Ooh. He's an outside linebacker. I mean,
he's a big fella.
And he's big. Although, Dave, that was my only pushback, though, is he's not real heavy. And obviously you don't have to be too heavy, but I think there were other edge rushers that I really liked maybe as much. And I know other people think Dallas Turner was the only guy. And I'm like, well, I think there's a couple other guys out there that I liked a lot that carry a little bit more to a 270 type weight as opposed to a 240, 245 kind of weight. Because I think Dallas Turner is unbelievable. The fact that we were able to get him where we got him is just extraordinary. So I think that first round for the Minnesota Vikings was probably as good as we could get. The only thing I still push back a little bit on is the systems. And we can get into that now or later or whenever you want.
Well, I agree with you. I think there are a couple things that I took away. One, I agree with you on Dallas Turner. And I also think that he's probably going to be in a rotation, so he's going to get a chance to learn. Brian Flores is going to teach this kid. They're certainly going to have no problem putting weight on him if they want to. You know, they know how to do that. The J.J. McCarthy thing is the big question to me. And I know you say system quarterback. I know people are going to point to a game where he had to hand the ball off, you know, 30 times, and he won. But you know what? That I look at it a different way. What that tells me is he's willing to do whatever it takes to win the game.
Yes.
And that's what you want in your quarterback. You want your quarterback to say, hey, tonight you're going to throw the ball 45 times, and we need to get all those, you know, that's what we get to win. Hey, today, you know what, you're going to hand the ball off 30 times, and that's what we're going to do to win. And not get mad and not try to do too much. I am really, really interested to see, because we have not seen this yet. Let's remember this, too. Kevin O'Connell has not had the chance to really mold a quarterback here. He inherited Kirk Cousins, who got markedly better under Kevin O'Connell. Right, he gets Josh Dobbs, and for a period of 3-4 weeks, gets the most that anyone's ever gotten out of Josh Dobbs. So I don't think you can underscore here. So even if you didn't love J.J. McCarthy, or even if you didn't think that he's ready day one, which he's not ready to step in day one. That's why they have Sam Darnold. But the idea, the idea that he can learn and become so much better behind Kevin O'Connell is what sticks to me and why I love this pick. That if this guy's willing to do what it takes at the college level to win, he's willing to do what it takes at the pro level to win, and he's learning from a guy who will make him a great quarterback in the end.
Yeah, it's tough to argue against the mental makeup of McCarthy at the very least, right?
Yeah.
It's been effusive praise from everybody that this kid knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. He's a great learner. He's going to do all of those things. And we'll see. Yeah, Darnold is going to have his opportunities to play here. While McCarthy is kind of waiting in the wings, it'll be an interesting look as we go forward.
You guys are playing right into me right now. It's
great,
it's fantastic. I love it because here's my pushback to everything you guys just both
go
said.
Ahead.
So when I say system guy, I don't mean that he shouldn't be the guy handing off the ball 45 times against a team that's Jim Harbaugh, by the way. That's
right.
Jim Harbaugh, the same guy that we had on just last week, Joe Alt. And we all understand. More and more, I kept thinking about it. You know, Joe Alt talked about how long they sat down together, right? And how much conversation they had. And it dawned on me, he's going to take this kid. And everybody else might even scoff at it, where they're picking and everything else, that he's going to take an offensive tackle. But that's what Jim Harbaugh does. He wants to run the football. He wants to establish the run. He's got a great quarterback. He wants an offensive line that's going to protect that quarterback. He picks up running backs. He does everything that you'd expect him to do because he's still Bo Schembechler reincarnated.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing thing what they did. But when I say systems quarterback, here's what I mean by that. Look at USC, Marinovich, Barkley, Leinart, Sanchez, Castle. Oh, and a guy named Sam Darnold. Now, here, let me give you these numbers. In his career in the NFL, he's thrown 63 touchdowns with 56 interceptions. That's not very good, just so everybody knows. But when you look at what he did in college, wow, he had great numbers. In college, SC, he had 57 touchdowns. He had 22 interceptions. He was everybody's All-American, right? He's the first round pick. He was the third pick in the first round by the Jets. So when I say system quarterback, and we can even, you know, it's not just at USC. I think the other one that always stands out to me is take a look down there at Alabama. How's Bryce Young looking so far? AJ McCarron, Mac Jones, and the list goes on and on and on.
Yep. Okay. Jalen Hurts.
So yeah, well, Hurts was there and then he wasn't, right? I mean,
yes.
He was there. He was then at Oklahoma.
It's an edge case. You're right.
Right. But you know, I'm not saying every one of them is a bust. I'm just saying most every one of them is a bust. And we still don't really even know on her. I mean, some of these guys, they look good on a moment and then they don't. And we just kind of look past that a little bit. But I love the JJ pick. I would have picked him at that position too. I think he fell into our lap, so to speak, and we didn't even have to, like you said, we didn't have to trade all these picks for him and everything mm-hmm. else. So for that perspective, I really like it. But I don't want us to all of a sudden think, hey, we've got these two guys that are it's an unknown with JJ. I actually feel like it's a known with Sam Darnold. I think we should know what we have right now.
Yeah, the most heartening thing for me about the entire pick, you know, we watch a lot of tape. You know, we will look at these things quite a bit as people who talk about it on the radio and people that, you know, really do this as a job, as reporters. But the thing that was the most heartening for me is he was clearly the guy that this front office wanted. In that phone call telling him he was picked, they clearly were saying, you know, we're sorry we had to make you wait. He was the guy. He's the guy that they wanted all along, and they got him. And I'm going to trust, you know, the guys who are paid to make these decisions until proven otherwise. The fact is we have no idea if this is going to work out or not. I'm hopeful. I think there's reason for hope. But the most heartening thing is the guys that really get paid to do this, they seem to want them.
Well, and let's be honest here, guys. And we were texting about this on Thursday night. Of all of these quarterbacks in the first round that get taken, even in the top 10, what's the actual percentage of all of them panning out? It doesn't happen.
No,
it just doesn't.
Two of them are going to work.
Two maybe.
Yeah.
And more than likely, it's going to be I think when you look at situations that they're getting into, and that's what I'm really looking at, I know that J.J. McCarthy is probably not he's not the best quarterback on the board. But in terms of situations they're inheriting, I think he's in one of the better situations. Although Caleb Williams in Chicago certainly has a lot of help. I think Drake May in New England, as much as I like Drake May, that's a tough situation to go into. He doesn't have a lot around him, guys. I mean, like that's – and ultimately, all of the skill that they have, all this experience they have, it doesn't matter if you go into a situation where you cannot succeed. Mm-hmm. And so statistically – only a couple of these guys are going to pan out, and you never really know who it's going to be because we always have the outliers. We have the sixth rounder in Tom Brady. We have Brock Purdy. You know, you always have those guys that just end up throwing all the outliers off the table. And so statistically, I think it matters more about the situation they're going
into. Yeah, at some point, it's not even outliers. There are many very good quarterbacks in the NFL today that were not those absolute top picks. Now, that's going down just because so many quarterbacks are now picked at the top of these drafts where they weren't necessarily in the past. But I don't even think it's an outlier. There's going to be a couple quarterbacks that work out in each draft, and nobody really knows which ones they're going to be. And I concur with you that the situation is very important.
So
I think they have to be quarterbacks, by the way. I think they have to be quarterbacks that have gone against the kind of competition that's the closest thing to the NFL. And the problem oftentimes is these guys come from schools that aren't playing against those players, in my opinion. So it's why I think oftentimes the Big Ten quarterbacks tend to do better in the NFL than some of the other different conferences around. But, you know, it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing to look at. And by the way, real quick to Dave, Dave was right. Somebody should have pulled out the stops and gotten Joe Milton late because I'm not kidding. I'd have that guy on my roster.
I liked Joe. We were talking about it the whole. I'm like, where's Joe Milton? Let's get Joe Milton.
That's a heck of a QB room in New England. Joe Milton with a cannon of an arm, and Drake May with a cannon of an arm too. Kind of reminds you a little bit of that Kirk Cousins RG3 draft from back in the day for Washington.
Yep. How'd those guys turn out? Well, at least one of them's doing okay. And that's a perfect segue to what we're going to chat about next. Kirk Cousins in Atlanta now, apparently upset about the Atlanta Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. We'll talk about that and a little more draft discussion coming up next. You're listening to The Huddle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Probably the biggest head scratcher of the first round of the NFL draft, top 10 for that matter, is when the Atlanta Falcons jump up and take Michael, not jump up, they were where they were, excuse me, and they take Michael Penix Jr. right after they have committed 180, well, 100's guaranteed, I believe, of the contract with Kirk Cousins. And I had said at the moment, Pete, that while they're finally doing what the Vikings never would do, which is get a really good backup for Kirk Cousins, mm-hmm. and people are losing their mind. His agent, Brian McCartney, says, well, they didn't let Kirk know this. They just went ahead and did it. They didn't find out until they were on the clock that they were going to go ahead and get Michael Penix Jr. There's a lot to unpack here. But the first thing that really, I don't want to say drives me crazy, but people are losing their mind because the team committed all that money to Kirk Cousins. But when you really look at the money that they're committing to Kirk Cousins, it's not as much as you might think, because if I'm seeing everything correctly, which I think I am, only about 100 of the 180 is committed to Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. And they have an out, a possible out, after I believe the second year of his deal, yep. where they could save themselves a really good chunk of change. So this idea that, well, what the heck are they doing? This is ridiculous. I actually think that this could have been the smartest idea they made. However, I don't think Michael Penix is the guy to take there quarterback-wise as much as we liked him. I actually think it would have been smarter for them to take J.J. McCarthy there, but they took Penix Jr. Yeah. This is a really intriguing thing. I know people are upset. They're crazy as why they've done this, because they think it doesn't work out. I actually think the Falcons, in their mind, don't see themselves having Kirk after 2 years of this, and by that point, Penix slides in.
Let's think about this for a second. And I know they gave him all the money, the guarantees and everything else, but he's 35 years old. The guy just had an Achilles issue, and people are angry about this. And by the way, if Kirk Cousins, and I hope he's not, but if he's truly angry that they drafted a quarterback, then Kirk needs to wake up and he has to understand that this is a business, whether he likes that or not. It's a business, and they've got to get themselves into position post Kirk Cousins, right? And that might be even this year. We don't know. How do we know how good Kirk is right now?
We don't.
In terms of, right. So they don't even know positively that he's going to look very good when it comes camp time. Now, they obviously rolled the dice on that with a heck of a lot of money, but they don't know. We don't know. He doesn't know. Nobody knows that one. But you've got a guy like Michael Penix who's there, and you don't have to pay him the big dollars. And potentially he's sitting behind Kirk, let's just say, for 2 years. Kirk then goes off into the sunset, and then you've got Michael Penix there as your quarterback for the next multiple years. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you do have Taylor Heineke, and I know everybody's excited to have him. So I just sit there, and I'm absolutely dumbfounded sometimes when I hear all the anger and everything. And by the way, Kirk doesn't need to be a part of that decision-making process.
No,
this is the team's move, the GM's move, the owner's move. They all obviously made that decision together. And I'll tell you what, the one thing Atlanta was lacking last year was a quarterback. Now they've got two. And I actually really like Michael Penix to the point where I think he's somewhere up there at the upper end, more so than I did originally. And, okay. And I'll tell you, I think that's a great pick for them.
Yeah,
great pick.
I like Michael Penix. I like them to take a quarterback. It makes sense for them to take a quarterback at some point. The issue that I have with that pick is value. Right, you can take a quarterback at different spots in the draft to be that backup guy. If you are trying to compete now, you're trying to get the best team on the field today, which if you're paying Kirk Cousins $100 million over the next 2 years, you're trying to compete today. That's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You want to win this season. You want to win next season. If you're doing that, why are you not maximizing the talent on the field when you have that opportunity? And they did. Yeah. They took Michael Penix, who, again, I really like Michael Penix. Mm-hmm. I think he was my favorite quarterback in the draft. I think it's a fun pick. It's just they're not maximizing value.
I disagree on that, because here's the problem. Last year, their only problem that I saw on this team was their lack of ability at quarterback. And if you go back and look at who their quarterbacks, and I have an S at the end, who their quarterbacks were, there's nobody, right? I mean, there's absolutely nobody. Meanwhile, you've got a great running back, first-year guy, Bijan Robinson. You had Drake London. You've got all these great players, Rondale Moore, Kyle Pitts, who I think is an unbelievable tight end that nobody even knows about anymore because they haven't had a good quarterback in Atlanta in forever. So it's one of those things where if Kirk can't play, you've got Michael Penix. Now you can still take advantage of it, because just like the guys in the top three or four picks, they are for top three, all took quarterbacks. Well, Michael Penix, they kind of stole him down there, actually, I think, when you look at it. And if he has to sit on the bench, no problem. But if he has to come off of that bench and take over for Kirk because of an injury or something like that, I think they're positioned to be a big-time playoff team this year.
But Pete, imagine if they would have added a big defensive tackle like Byron Murphy to that already great team. You're planning on Kirk, right? You're planning on Kirk being the guy for at least 2 years, right?
Yes, you are. Because after 27, if you release him, his cap hit goes down big time.
Yep.
But I wonder this. If they wanted Penix and they could have gotten him later, would this pick have looked better if they had traded back a little bit, maybe gotten another pick in the first round and gotten Penix and a defensive player that they needed?
No question.
That pick look good?
Right. No question about it. Absolutely.
Yeah but that wasn't going to happen. Look at, I mean, how many people a month ago, where was JJ McCarthy going in the draft? Right. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, honestly, this has been sliding higher and higher and higher and higher. So you're not going to get Michael Penix after that pick. It's why that pick was so strange to everybody. They're like, well, that was the one team we didn't think would take a quarterback. Yeah. So it shows you how you could miss out. And if Michael Penix is as good as we all sort of think he is right now, is that a guy that you want to not take if you've got the opportunity there where you are? I just think this was actually a really – I think strategically it was a great move on how they decided to do that, because, again, we have no clue on Kirk Cousins right now.
Yeah, I mean, certainly you only take him at particularly that spot if you think he's a generational talent. You only take him there if you really, really, really like him.
He runs a 4.5.
Yeah.
He went to the national championship game.
Yep.
He hasn't been hurt since he was at Indiana.
it comes down to your draft strategy, right? Do you pick the player? And this has been an argument since the beginning of time. Do you pick for need or do you pick best player available, right? At that moment where they were, they had what they thought was the best player available on the board still. Yep. And so they took him. And so I think you're going to be on either side of that. Either you think that's a great draft strategy or you don't like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not against it. I know they had other needs, but I still think backing up at quarterback, which is, as we know, the most important position in football, is never a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break, come back, do the fast break. Listen to WCCO.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, Pete, really rubbing it in there, giggling about the 48-degree forecast as you're kicking your legs
He should do the Florida weather forecast. Yeah, what's it like down there?
By the way, I'm really sorry. I really just was listening.
I loved it.
What's the weather down there, Pete? What is it, like 80 and sunshine?
It's awful. I was golfing yesterday down in Lowen Park.
Up.
It was we had a great time. It was 88 and sunny.
Just really, you know, digging it in there.
Man.
I did not mean that in a bad way.
All right. We'll get into the fast break here. We're going to try to roll through these. We got a fun segment in the last 15 minutes of the hour, too, so we'll get going quick. Dave, we're going to start out with you. Last week, I asked a question about the Minnesota Twins and their upcoming stretch against, well, pretty bad opponents, and we said we're going to know a heck of a lot more 1 week from today. Well, 1 week on, and they are 6-1 in those seven games. They have six straight wins over the White Sox and the Angels, another game against the Angels this afternoon, and then more against the White Sox. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they are back to 500 on the season. Did people speak too soon about the Twins' 2024 season before last week?
And by people, you mean me, because I was speaking very soon.
It was not just you. It was a lot of people.
I don't think it was too soon. I think there were some very disconcerting trends. I'm gonna talk out of both sides of my mouth here, okay? Because one, you know, it's not like we beat the best team in Major League Baseball. It was the Chicago White Sox. But and as Dan Hayes wrote, I was reading an article he wrote in The Athletic this week, and he wrote this, and I thought this quote was perfect. Who cares who they faced? The Twins' offense hit with consistency, something they even struggled to do in spring training. And I think more than anything, that is the biggest bullet point I took out of this week. Doesn't matter who they face. They finally got things going. They're hitting home runs. Chris Paddock had one phenomenal outing and then another pretty good outing. And I think, as I said last week, if they could just start to get some of these balls to get out of the stadium or just find their way through and get some runners around, they'll loosen up on the bats, things will come a little bit easier, and they'll start doing things consistently, and they have. So, was it too early to say that? I don't think so, but I do think now that we finally learned a little bit more about this team.
Yeah, just breaking out of that mental slump, I think. Who cares who it happens against? It happened.
Yeah, and we were part of that slump, right? I mean, so we were slumping, and we needed to find out, and Charlie, you called it. You said, hey, look, it really matters what happens against the Sox, despite the fact that the Sox stink. We stunk at that time, but we've suddenly put it together to some degree. We've got the bats are going. Let's also remember the Angels are not that much better than some of these other teams. Yeah, they're not exactly the world beaters either. So we had the right time to get those two teams in front of us. We took care of business the way you need to do because you still got to finish it, and we did. So I think it's were we a little ahead of ourselves? Probably, but you start to worry a little bit when you played as poorly as we did. So I think the fact that the bats are coming out, that's a really good sign for the Twins.
The headline this week is, we stink less.
Yeah. Nobody's quite as bad as the White Sox. That is a historically bad baseball team. We'll have to revisit that at the end of the season and see how that turns out. On to you, Pete. Wolves are back. Yeah. Suns have proven no match through three games for these Timberwolves, barring a historic collapse, which, of course, me saying it on air, right? That's the jinx. Barring a historic collapse, which, we can't discount, the Wolves are on the cusp of a potential series against the Denver Nuggets in round two if they can finish off the Phoenix Suns. And, of course, if Denver finishes off – or did Denver finish off the Lakers last night? I didn't
– I'll look. Yeah. Go ahead and finish your question. I'll look.
The question being – Pete, what needs to happen for this team to get over that hump and make the conference finals?
Yeah, I think they just have to continue to do what they're doing. Obviously, Ant has had one or two games where he just didn't play the way he can play. And he had a trouble shooting. And the fact that we could still win games under a situation when Anthony Edwards, one of the greatest players, I think, in the game right now, it shows me that if he's struggling and we can still win games, it shows you that we've got a little bit of depth. And it's amazing to me because I was taking a look at how young we are. I think the younger you are, the easier it is to digest, spit it out, and get something else the next time you go out there. But you got Naz Reid's 24, Ant's 22, McDaniels, who stepped up the other day, is only 23 years old. We're a young team that can easily forget what just happened if we played poorly and move forward. And I'm really impressed with how they've played all year, but specifically what they're doing right now in the playoffs.
I know we're going to go into this later too, but I can't underscore enough the importance that Mike Conley's played, having that, that veteran presence. The idea that the guys are no longer looking for call, they're just playing basketball, and, and it works. And that's why they are destroying the Suns. And I don't think he's quite approaching Nikola Jokic yet, but I got to say, Devin Booker is probably one of my least favorite players. He is so annoying. Him and Jokic, I'd love to see them together because the two of them are the most irritating players in the NBA.
Oh, I love Jokic. How do you hate
so
Jokic?
And all he does is cry.
No, he does. He's fine. We're gonna keep moving on here. I think we've all jinxed this enough now.
By the way, the Lakers are—they did win. They now
I did.
Got
yeah,
one.
I noticed that. So the Lakers extended that series to at least a fifth game, which
well,
I
the
can't
NBA was never going to get let LeBron get swept. Okay. Did I say that?
By the way, we're going to be talking more drafts this entire next hour. So if you got something to get off your chest about the draft, some thoughts, some questions, some opinions, 651-461-9226. That's the Stiles Financial Talk and Text Line. Send us a message, and we'll get to in the next hour. But another question about the draft for you, Pete. We've already talked about it a good deal. We're going to talk about it more with Matthew Collar of Purple Insider at the top of the hour. But I want to know who your favorite day three pick is for the Vikings, and I'll give you the options. We got 6'3" cornerback out of Oregon, Kyrie Jackson, 6'6" swing tackle, Walter Rouse out of Oklahoma, that is. Kicker Will Reichert out of Alabama, guard Michael Juergens out of Wake Forest, and defensive tackle Levi Drake Rodriguez out of Texas. I'm going to give you even more options, though. They signed two of the top 10 undrafted free agents after the draft was all said and done. Of course, remember, Ivan Pace Jr., one of the best rookies on the team last year, was an undrafted free agent, so these guys can come in and play.
As was
Adam Thielen. Cornerback Dwight McLaughlin out of Arkansas and edge Gabriel Murphy from UCLA, who a lot of people had going to the Vikings in the draft, and they got him after the draft. So having gone through that entire list of guys, who is your favorite?
That one's really easy for me because I'm going to go with Kyrie Jackson. I think that kid, he's got the length that you want. You need a. I think that in this NFL, you can have the shorter DBs, the corners, but a guy who's 6'4", 195 pounds, who can run the way he can run, who's athletic the way he is, the way he's got a swagger, and he gets in their face, the receiver's face. He gets inside their head. I think he was a heck of a player, and on a great Oregon team, he stood out in a lot of the games. Because let's be honest, it's a very much a passing league out there in the Pac-12, and I think that you've got to have great corners, and I think Kyrie Jackson is somebody that really will be a very good Minnesota Viking.
I'm going to go with Will Reichert, the kicker, mainly because they needed a good one. And all that
really?
They had left was the kid from from the XFL.
Yeah.
But what I love about him, he's good inside 40 yards. Like, that's what they need. He can make a 50-plus. But the Vikings need consistency at that position. I'm going with Will Reichert, my guy, Alabama. He kicked in a tough conference. Probably means he won't make the team. But anyway, that's
yeah, he's going to be in that kicking competition. We'll see. Taking a kicker with a pick, always a risk because there's going to be so many of them, too, in the undraft free agent side. I really like those two seventh-rounders, the guard out of Wake Forest, Juergens, and the defensive tackle out of Texas A&M Commerce. I think both those guys have a chance to make the team that were kind of unheralded, I guess, going out. Also, Kwesi keeps getting these undrafted free agents who I think have a real chance. Gabriel Murphy in particular, I think, could surprise some people once he gets on the practice field. I think I went in the wrong order here. This was supposed to be for Pete, but it's going to be for Dave now.
Okay.
But Pete, you'll get to answer it too.
Sure.
Last 2 weeks, Gopher football has added 4-star transfers from Georgia, LSU, and Clemson, along with a 6'8" tackle from Texas San Antonio just yesterday, 6'8", something like 400 pounds, another Daniel Faalele-type body. They also had a quarterback from Virginia Tech. That's a lot of big-name schools there that they're getting some of these transfers from. The inbound talent has been as impressive, I would say, as we've seen from P.J. Fleck and company in years, particularly this year. We're still a ways out from the season, but, Pete, I want to know the expectations should be for the Gophers this season and these transfer players. And I said, Pete, I mean Dave.
Yeah.
Well, I think the expectation is, depending on who they are, they should be able to go right away. You would hope that these guys coming in from other schools where they've been and that they were good and established players, that they should just be able to go. So I think it's just so hard, you know. And we've talked about this before, but it always comes down to the same thing: do they have a quarterback that can actually get the job done with consistency? And I know that I feel like I'm a broken record. I say this every week, all the time. They've never had. It's been so long since this team had a consistently really good quarterback from year to year to year. And you need that. You have to have it if you want to be successful. So are the expectations high with these transfers? Absolutely. Does it matter one bit if neither one of these quarterback transfers pan out? No, it doesn't. Or quarterback adds pan out? I don't think it does, because without it, it just doesn't make a difference.
I'm impressed with what they're doing, Charlie. I know you are too, because you're a huge fan as well as me. I am with the Gopher football program, and I'm excited for what they're doing. I've never seen so much talent coming into the building over at Minnesota. I really haven't. And it's incredible. I don't know how we're even doing it. Some of the guys that we've been able to pick up, some of the quarterbacks that we've been able to sign, some of them are already there. Others are going to be coming either next year or the year after that. So everything that I'm seeing right now shows me that PJ and these guys, the coaches are doing an absolutely unbelievable job canvassing the country and getting some great talent back here at Minnesota. I'm excited. I think it's going to actually show up on the field this year.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get Jackson Howard back on the field, coming up from LSU, the edge player, and then wide receiver out of Georgia. That's exciting. They've had some success with that in the past, Rashad Bateman and the likes. That's all I got for you guys. We're running a little bit late. We want this last segment to have a little time to breathe, so I think we should go to break.
All right, let's take a break. Why Sean Payton's an Idiot, coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!